following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by our friends at Central Barbecue. As always, it's the number one barbecue place in the city of Memphis and, in fact, all over the Mid-South. We'll just go come right out and say it. When you get to Memphis, you need to go check it out. There's three locations here in town. You can find them on their website, cbqmemphis.com. You know what else you can find on their website? A place where you can actually order their barbecue and have it shipped to you. No matter where you are in the United States, you can have the best that Memphis has to offer with barbecue shipped right to your doorstep. Oh, my God. Girlfriend, they've got pulled pork. It is to die for. It is slow-smoked Memphis style, along with the ribs. They do the same thing that way, too. You can go and check them out, cbqmemphis.com, or look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Click on it. It'll take you where you can go order it. You can get the pulled pork. You can get the ribs. You get the sauces. You get the spices. They have some other fun stuff, too. You can be the envy of everybody in your neighborhood when you bring Central Barbecue from Memphis to you, wherever you are in the United States of America. All right, let's get on with the show. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. I have been dealing with a bit of a rash. I'm itchy. It's like all over my chest. It's down my arms. It's actually made it onto my hands. It's been a very bizarre. It's on my neck. It's very strange. I've been able to keep it fairly well hidden, which is good. You know, I needed to. Because, you know, you don't want to look like some crazy leper that's, wandering through the streets there with, all that business going on. So I've been dealing with that. And, when you get this, everybody, of course, you tend to panic a little bit. And the wife was going, well, do we need to go to the doctor? What's going on? Did you eat something? What's the deal? And I said, I don't know. I feel fine. Everything is good. It's probably stress related. There's no telling. What it is that may have happened. So in the process, I went and I did the natural thing. You go and you get the cortisone cream and you put that on you. Gold Bond powder works delightfully when you get out of the shower. It's absolutely, it's absolutely wonderful. Especially the green, the stuff in the green thing. And they're not even sponsors of the damn show, and I'm sitting here just blathering on about them. They're absolutely fantastic. And the only other thing that I got was some Benadryl spray, diphenhydramine, that does work. It feels kind of weird and tacky when you put it on, tacky not in a fashion sense, but tacky as in sticky, And then it goes away, but you get a good 3 or 4 hours out of it. But I also bought, because we were out of it, and it's good to have around, I got some Benadryl tablets, the diphenhydramine tablet. And they're good to have. Springtime's coming. Everybody around here is going to be going into some type of an allergy attack of some sort. And, I rarely take any of these type of meds anyway. But I knew if I was going to get any sleep, I needed to have a couple of these, and it'll stop the itch for a bit. This rash has only lasted just a couple of days, and it's already going away. So, that's a good thing. So I went and I picked up this thing, of the diphenhydramine, the Benadryl, the little pink tablets. And I brought them home, and I was just double-checking how many do I need to take of these things. 1, 2, 5, 19, whatever you need. Apparently just two of them is all you need for a few hours. So I was getting ready for bed, and the pill bottle comes in a box because we don't use enough packaging. So I open up the box, I pull the bottle out, and I was looking at the box because it has like the warnings and all that other stuff on there, and there was, they list the side effects. They have to do that. And the side effects, for those of the uninitiated, and if when you're taking Benadryl, possible side effects include some bit of drowsiness. And it is recommended that you don't be drinking a lot when you're taking this stuff because I guess it just accentuates the drowsy effect of it. Whatever. So, there I was. I was looking at it, and then there's a warning. This is hilarious. There's a warning that's on the box that says, not to be used to sedate children. And I thought that was incredibly hilarious. I don't have any kids. If I did, now I just had a clue how to slow Junior down. It says there not to be used to sedate children, which means it does an excellent job of sedating children. Yeah, I know. Some people are going, well, it doesn't, it wakes me up. It makes me all wired, man. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, but it's worth the shot. If you've got some kid who is, you know, tearing your shit apart and you're trying to just get some peace and quiet and it's past his bedtime already, hook him up with about two or three of these pills and knock his little ass out and he'll sleep like a baby, so to speak. Not to be used to sedate children. I just find that obvious. Obviously, it's there for a reason because somebody did. Somebody else sued. You know, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know anything about the case, but it was a divorce case or a child custody hearing. And one parent was accusing the other parent of using Benadryl to sedate their kid so they could get him to sleep. And, you know, it was a custody thing. And it came all the way down to, you know, whoever lost the parental custody thing wound up suing the makers of the drug. And the drug makers, they wound up paying an out-of-court settlement. And therefore, they had to put this stupid label on there that says that you can't use this drug to sedate your children. It's just there's just so much there, and it's just so matter of fact. I've mentioned before that we don't have cable or satellite television anymore. We're straight up streaming TV here, and it takes some getting used to, for sure. But we also have an antenna, and you can pull in all sorts of fun stuff that's just happening out in the ether, and you just pull it out there and there it is. And when you're watching your local television and you're doing it by pulling it through an antenna, you're seeing different things because the feed that they send to the cable companies is a little different than the one that they put out on the actual antenna. And what I mean is that the ones that they put out on the antenna contain different commercials. And one such spate of commercials that run constantly, I might add, and I know they're doing it already on cable, but they do it a lot on the air as well. It is a never-ending parade of commercials advertising for class action lawsuits against makers of certain drugs or surgical implementation type stuff. You know, all that's happening at one time. And they tell you, and on top of those commercials, there's other commercials that are running for the drugs themselves, which is an odd juxtaposition, if you will. I get it. They're selling the time. They're doing whatever it takes. And then, okay, let's start with the drugs themselves. The ask your doctor about blank. These are very formulaic commercials. They have to be because there's some legal wrangling that has to be done. They have to mention, you know, what it's for, what it treats, what its chemical name is, what its brand name is. You know, there's a vast difference between what its actual chemical name is and is what its, you know, marketing name is, of course, because a lot of people can't pronounce the name. So it's like they're naming a car, you know, it's the Xarelto, all new from Chrysler. No, that's something different. But they, you know, well, let's look at our old friend here, the Benadryl. Benadryl is the name that it was given to. It's the sexy marketing name. The actual name of the drug is diphenhydramine. Doesn't sound very sexy now, does it? You know, hey, mama, I got me an itch. Take some diphenhydramine and shut up. As opposed to just, you know, taking some Benadryl and knock it out. You know, that kind of thing. So I know it's some kind of over-exaggerating that a little bit, but not by much, really. So anyway, you've got these commercials out there, and one of these was for a drug I've never heard of. I don't even remember what it was. These are poorly done ads because A, they're targeting such a minuscule audience, okay? If you or your loved one suffers from blah, ask your doctor about blah. And, you know, it's like one of these drugs was for something. It was like, like a chemotherapy type drug. Well, all drugs are chemotherapy, mind you. But when you use the term chemotherapy, it's very closely related to cancer treatment. So, yes, that's what it was. But this was an additive that you could put in with your cancer fighting chemotherapy that apparently helped you recover faster and it made you feel better along those lines. And it was meant very specifically to a certain type of chemotherapy that was used to treat a very certain type of cancer. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something like, let's just say it was like leukemia. So, you know, let's just say you, the leukemia patient, is sitting there and you're watching this and you're feeling like crap because they've been pumping you full of these poisons to kill off that leukemia. And you see this commercial and it says, you know, that this particular drug will make you feel better and make you recover faster by doing whatever it does. And it knocks out the nausea, it makes your pain go away. You just, you know, and it's some chemical that has a name that's as long as my leg. And then they have to list the side effects. And it always comes after the line, ask your doctor if blank drug is right for you. They have to put that in there, obviously, because they just can't go, hey, doc, hook me up with some of this. So you have this discussion with your doctor, but the television commercial doesn't do a good job of selling the drug by virtue of the way that it is being sold. They're telling you what it can do, and they have to put in there what happened in their trials, in their, you know, what out of X number of people that they've tried this on. You know, this percentage it worked out. And it's alarming sometimes because they'll say, well, this has a success rate of nearly 65%. Holy shit, 65%. That's 45% of people it didn't do dick for or made it worse. Those are odds I don't want to get into, especially if I'm fighting a life-threatening disease. Side effects may include the following. This is where it gets fun, because it's always the same thing. Flu-like symptoms, nausea, headache, body ache, joint pain, dizziness, especially when standing up. Old man dizzy, as I call it. So they always have to put all that in there. Other side effects may include upset stomach, vertigo perhaps, nausea. You know, the usual symptoms. And then at the end of this list, and they kind of gloss over it. It's done in a very particular way. The actors that do the voice work for this are very good at this, by the way. Other side effects may include increased risk of prostate cancer. Oh, great. So I take this and it might help me overcome my leukemia, but I'll wake up and my prostate will be full of tumors. Or it might trigger a heart attack. That's another one that I've heard. I've heard some really scary shit out there, and these ads are all over the television. And they are terrifying. I know, I get it. It's advertisement. These drug companies, they've got to make their money. It's a business like any other thing. They've come up with a formula that creates this chemical that they can introduce into the human body, and its side effect is that it does this, okay? And when we're talking about a side effect like an antihistamine, like Benadryl, like diphenhydramine, its main side effect is to keep you from being all itchy, or it dries out your runny nose, you know, that kind of thing, or dries out your watery eyes. It takes away the allergy for a bit of relief. The main side effect is the treatment of the symptoms that you're feeling at that time. Maybe not curing the disease. I don't know of any pill that actually does that. But certainly, unless like a dewormer. that's the only pill I've ever known. Or some antibiotics, and even that's sort of hinky. But yeah, I've never been afflicted with anything where a doc goes, here, just take this pill and you'll be fine. That's never, no, all it does is it uses the side effects to treat the problem. but not cure the condition. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not a doctor, and all of a sudden I sound like one. And I don't, you know, and don't take my word for this either. I mean, do your own research. You know, you don't want to leave your health questions in my hands by any means. But certainly you'll want to speak to a professional about this sort of thing. But see, here's the thing, too. And going back to the money behind this thing, you know, when you have the big drug manufacturing companies, and they've come up with the formulas that make these drugs, and then they market them and they sell them, and away they go. You wonder in other countries, because the U.S. is only one of, like, what, three countries in the world that actually charges people for medical care and pharmaceutical help, medicines that people need. Other countries, not so much. But, you know, the drug manufacturing companies do make money in those other countries, but they don't make it to the level like they make it here. So because of this, it all of a sudden opens up this whole marketing plateau, or this room, if you will, where now they know, these marketing companies realize that there's a pretty good chance that commercial is going to fall on deaf ears, because they don't have that problem. You know, they hit the home run with the dick pills, with the, you know, the erectile dysfunction pills. They had to have hit the home run with that, because they knew for, you know, any given second that every guy out there watching TV is going to go, what? You mean there's a pill that'll make my thing do what it needs to do? And that's when every spouse and girlfriend on the planet just went, oh, Christ, here we go. Because now there was something that could cure the problem and bring back one's manhood. But side effects include blurred vision, delayed response in hearing, extreme lowered blood pressure, whatever they went on with. But not one of these guys gave a rat's ass about that, because now all of a sudden, when their thing is now that they've outlived their pecker, they can take this pill and it works, and now they can just show it off and be proud. They may be seeing the color blue for the rest of their life, because that's what it does to you if you take too much of this stuff, apparently. Ugh. And then on top of all of this, are the attorneys that sit in the background. They're like vultures in the branches of dead trees, and they're watching the carnage unfold on this highway between patient and manufacturer. And they're watching what these drugs do to these people. And they're paying particularly close attention, because then they can turn around and say, have you or a loved one been affected by taking this drug, which has been known to do this, this, and this, and this? Have you died, or has somebody in your family died? I love how they word that. Did somebody you know, or did you die? Attorney, Marvin and Marvin. I died. Not so much. You know, the mesothelioma things, they've been dragging that thing through the mud for a while now. But now it's surgical pieces, you know, hip replacement stuff, artificial knees, catheters. That's another one. All right. And medicinal problems. And when those medicines have such adverse reactions to people that were unaware of what was going on, of course these vultures are going to come in and they're going to make people write checks. That's what they do. But to the company that has produced it, they have made so much stinking money that it's worth it. Because really all they're losing in the long run is the interest on the money that they've made. That's it. It's that monumental. It is that large of a business. It's tremendous. So, yeah, be very careful with what you see when it comes to, you know, taking these meds and these things. You just don't know. On the other hand, there are positive side effects. That's how Rogaine happened. Did you know that? From my understanding, Rogaine, the stuff that puts hair on your head after you've gone bald, came from I think it was a blood pressure treatment that had this stuff in it. And one of the side effects of this particular blood pressure treatment was that it made people grow hair. Well, that just got all these doctors excited to the point where, screw the blood pressure, we can sell this as a regrowth of hair because, you know, we're vain. We have to have erections and we have to have a full head of hair. Because without one, you ain't going to get the other. So they were able to isolate the compound that was in that particular drug and they created Rogaine. Obviously, Rogaine is not the proper chemical for it, but they found that it was so safe. Now it's for sale over the counter. You don't even have to get a doctor's prescription for it. Because apparently it works. And what, 7 out of 10 men? That's worth a shot for a lot of guys since you're buying it over the counter. Who cares? Or you could just go bald. And it because it had so little, the only side effect it had was hair growth. And I think aside from that, it probably didn't do much of anything. I mean, I have to put the warning labels on it that say things like, you know, if you see itching, scalp tearing up, or if you're turning red, whatever, you stop. You know, they have to put that in all those products because you're applying it to yourself. And you don't really see any commercials from law offices that are going after Rogaine users. So, you know, it's a safe product. But that's what I mean. You as a consumer have to do this, you know, inordinate amount of research. And it's because, you know, you talk to your doctor. Sure. But see, and we've talked about conspiracy theories before, and I may not be fully on board with all of them or with any of them. But it does give one pause to wonder if a doctor is quick to prescribe a certain drug to you for whatever ailment that it is that you may be suffering from. Whatever your affliction may be, is he getting a kickback because he wrote that prescription and it happens to come out about that same time? It's like all those the statin drugs, you know, for cholesterol. I've heard all sorts of horror stories about those damn drugs. You know, you're better off trying to, you know, just stay off of them and work your cholesterol down in a lot more natural fashion if you can. But you wonder if because of the marketing schemes and the money that's behind some of these drugs, they push it so damn hard in the media that the doctors that write those prescriptions are getting a taste of the action. It gives one pause is all I'm getting at. It's something to think about, you know. That is the case. So, you know, once again, look, none of this was meant to be advice for you. Minus one thing, I would suggest that if your children are acting unruly, perhaps giving them some Benadryl would be a good idea. It says on the label, you shouldn't do it. Do not give this drug to sedate your children. I absolutely adore that phrase that is on that because they don't say anything bad's going to happen. They just think it's a tacky move for for you to sedate your children with, you know, some antihistamines. I'm just tickled to death over that. I think it's marvelous. But, you know, you live and you learn, right? All right, kids, we've got some music for you as we have been doing here of late. And I want you to know this particular episode was recorded before I left town when it was released on the Sunday that it came out. I've since returned. If everything went well, I was able to get back. So, now that all these other stuff is for the moment out of the way, we've got some guests that we're going to be booking on here pretty soon. We'll have a few more of the interviews as we go along, and some more of this ranty stuff too, because apparently you people like a little mix of both. So we'll make sure that's what happens. So there you go. Before we get into our musical guest here in just a moment, which is Deering and Down, I want to tell you about our friends over at Wizards. They've been in business for a long time here in the city. They're a Midtown institution at 1999 Madison Avenue. They're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And they're an alternative smoke shop that is, there's a lot of tradition to this place. And it's not just, you know, what you might think it might be. It's stuff that you haven't thought about either. It's also an adult novelty shop. They've got some crazy T-shirts and wacky hats and great candles. They got the Woodwick candles in there, too. All your vaping supplies can be had out of there. And they also have the world-famous lava lamp. I mean, the real deal. And they come out in these whole different styles and colors and things like that. If you want to learn more, go to their website, wizardsmemphis.com, or click on their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and get something from Wizards. You can buy right there online. It's safe and secure. And if you want to support a Memphis business, this is your chance to do it. Wizards, because it's still smoking. All right. this couple, this band that we've known them, they've been friends of Radio Memphis for a long, long time, and they are a remarkable duo, singer-songwriter duo, that have come to us through Alaska, and they now live in the Memphis area. They're absolutely delightful people. We run into them all the time, and they play a bunch of venues around town. I'm talking about Deering and Down. That's Lana Deering and the Reverend Neil Down. They're both great guitar players. They've got a great band that they're working with as well. And they've got a song here with a beautiful video, actually a very, very fun video. You can find it online. Just search for Deering and Down in YouTube and look up the words Linda McCabe. M-A-M-C-C-A-B-E. Linda McCabe. Look that up from Deering and Down. You'll see a very cool video that goes with this song. So enjoy it. It's Deering and Down right here from Radioland. She have such a great voice, and Neil, man, he's a hell of a guitar player. He's got that Ron Wood style of play, you know, from the Stones and the Faces. He's just a great guitar, a great guy all the way around, and a lovely couple. Lana Deering and the Reverend Neil Down, Deering and Down, Linda McCabe. Follow them on Twitter, follow them on Facebook, go get their record. I can't say enough about them. I'm huge fans of the work that they do, and I'm glad to be able to share that music with you here on this podcast. All right, kids, I'm going to get on out of here. I got some stuff to do. as is the case. So you guys have a fine time. We'll see you next week, and we'll see what we can get into there. We'll get caught up and start getting ahead of the game as it was when we first started this damn show. It's not always easy, you know, showbiz. It's kind of a pain in the ass, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll get through it. It'll be fun. Thank you so much. You can find us in the usual places. If this is your first experience with this show, thank you for tuning in and for listening to us. You can find us at radio-memphis.com. It is hosted at Podbean, where there's a ton of shows over there. And there's a blog space for this as well, Blogspot, actually, rickcheddar.blogspot.com. I usually write a little something about the show in there. And, of course, we're in iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher, Player.fm. We're in a ton of places. Just search it, Rick Cheddar from Radioland, because it's that cool of a show. Want to drop a line? Love to hear from you. Radioland@PirateRadioStudios.com. Find me on Twitter, find me on Facebook. Say hey, love to hear from you, and we'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.